The first thing any regular train user should do is to book their tickets in advance, preferably exactly 12 weeks in advance. Those £300 tickets to Manchester, you can get them for just £25 return if you go online. You go to a website called thetrainline.com, you fill in their ticket alert system, and you'll get an email telling you when those tickets are available, because they often sell out very quickly. So when you get that email, act straight away. But, I know this sounds a bit sneaky, don't actually buy them on thetrainline.com, because you'll have to pay a £1.50 booking fee, and if you're using a credit card, another £1.50. Instead, pop over to the East Coast website. You think that's only trains down the East Coast from London up to Edinburgh. It's not. They will sell tickets for any trains anywhere in the UK, and they don't charge a booking fee, and they don't charge for a credit card. So that's another £2 or £3 saved. If you haven't been able to buy a ticket a long way in advance, it is still worth remembering that up until 6 o'clock on the night before, you can still get advance tickets. They won't be as cheap as the super advanced ones, 12 weeks in advance, but it's still worth trying to buy them the night before.